The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila, our program, which we're discussing the huquq, the rights in Islam. Before we do so, let us listen to the importance of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir Ahli Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Abu Bilal Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radhawi, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, in his famous book of virtues of Salatu Salam, Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has quoted a very beautiful narration in a kitab named Al-Firdausul Akbar, volume 2, page 471, hadith 8210, in which the beloved Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah and the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person who will attain salvation from its horrors and accountability amongst you would be the one who would have recited a lot or abundance of Durood Sharif in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, it is very, very important for us as well, as we are trying to pay attention and focus, that we understand what is the significance of listening to Islamic discourse or Islamic program, or attending a bayan or Islamic function. With what mindset should we have? Let's hear what the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said with regard to this. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in also another book quoted by Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, from the quotation of Al-Mu'jamul Kabir, volume 6, page 185, hadith 5942, he quotes a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the intention of a believer is even greater than his own action. So what are the madani pearls or madani points do you derive from this? Number one, without good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed, no matter how noble, how great a deed can be. If the intention is not right, then there is no reward for that good deed, irrespective of how righteous, how noble it looks, as long as the intention is not right. Number two, the more righteous intentions one makes, the greater the reward one will attain. So whilst watching and viewing and listening to this episode, to this silsila, let us make good intention that we will listen and pay attention, or listen attentively. With what intention and with what mindset? With the mindset that inshallah we will try to correct ourselves, we will try to practice upon what we learn, and also that inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we're going to learn, whatever it is that we learn from all the programs that we view or we listen to on the Madani Channel, or whatever bayans that we have had, whatever dars we attend, Whatever knowledge that we acquire, we will spread it to others, share it with others as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, as we say, the silsila in today's discussion, in our discourse, is regarding the rights of the Ahl Bayt, or Ahlul Bayt, that is the household family members of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, like what previously in our discussion, we outlined and we described what is the correct beliefs we should have when it comes to the Sahaba. Now we come to the Ahli Bayt, the Ahlul Bayt. What is the belief? Who are the Ahli Bayt? What are they? And who are they? And what belief should we have? Because in order for a person to fulfill a person's rights, or rights that you owe to something, to somebody, you have to understand the position of that particular person, or understand that particular thing that you need to have, that has rights over you. You don't understand this, then it's not possible for you to give the rights that is due to that particular individual or personality. So who are the Ahli Bayt? The Ahli Bayt, it indicates the family of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife and his children. They also include Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhawul kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidatina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. So what is the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's wives? Since we mentioned that they also part of the Ahlul Bayt or Ahli Bayt of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family's household. It is proven from the Holy Quran that the pious wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are superior to all women of the entire world. So, no women are like them. This is a correct belief a Muslim should have, according to the explanation of the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Their virtues and good deeds earn them more reward than any other woman, owing to their submission and worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and their dedicated service and obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So which personalities commonly in the eastern countries, as they are known as Panjatan Pak, or the five revered personalities, what does it mean? Or who are those people, that five revered personalities of the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This means, first, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. So these are the five commonly revered personalities of the household family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the point is, how should one love the Ahli Bayt? How should we love this Ahli Bayt or these great personalities? Now, it is wajib for one to love and respect the Ahli Bayt of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To love the Ahli Bayt is actually love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Iman will not enter the heart of a Muslim until he does not love his family for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. As it is mentioned also in the Quran Kareem with regard to that, what love a person should have for the beloved family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not ask any fee, any money or amount or a reward from you upon this, except the love between the ones that are close to me. So from this we understand that the reverence and the love and the respect and honor for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is necessary for a believer. So Imam Ash-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great lover of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the household family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is my way. He says, love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family is my way. Who saying this? Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. And he further on goes to say, I hope by them I'll be given in the next life my account of deeds in my right hand. Subhanallah. He presents in his couplet that if I look at myself, I look at my situation, I look around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of wasila can I get closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and eventually to attain my salvation than through the love and respect and honor of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what are the excellencies of the Ahlul Bayt? The Quran and verses and sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the Ahlul Bayt indicate that the excellences are numerous. Some of them are, number one, Allah Azza wa Jal has cleansed them of impurity and purified them well. They have been protected from such things which are unbecoming of their status. So all this indicates to us clearly what status the Ahlul Bayt, the household family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have with regard to the closeness and love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what it means to the believers. Summary of a hadith in Muslim, Tirmidhi and Darimi, he says, I'm leaving behind you two things, the Book of Allah and my household family. If you adhere to both of them, you shall never go astray. Then they will not separate from each other until they meet me both at the pond Hawdh-e Kawthar. Subhanallah. So these are all excellences and virtues of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also mentioned. To love them is one of the obligatory duties of Islam. And to harbor ill, ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah, to have ill feeling or malice or against them is nifaq. So all this indicates that love and respect of Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a great important part of our iman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith quoted in Musnad Imam Ahmad, it says that by Allah, iman will not enter the heart of a Muslim until he loves for you, meaning the Ahlul Bayt, and for my relationship. That a person's iman will not be perfect until he has intense love for the household family members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family is proven from this hadith, because without it, no iman is acceptable. Loving them because of Allah means that the love be based on iman, and which one must have for another Muslim because of iman. Whilst love because of their relationship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam means that their love be based on their relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This reveals that one should have double love for the Muslim relatives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Firstly, because of their iman, and secondly, because of their relationship with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, with regard to the rights that the Sahaba have over us, we mentioned it is necessary to revere and respect them and to follow them as our elders and our leaders, as far as our guiding stars. Now, with regard to the family household members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is double love. One is love for them as being the elders and being the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other one is because of their closeness to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another hadith, Imam Muslim and Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Nasa'i, narrated from Zayd bin Arqam that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I remind you of Allah to fear Him about my Ahli Bayt." He said, "Adhkurkumullah fi Ahli Bayti," that I remind you to fear Allah with regard to my Ahli Bayt. And Imam Tabarani, mentioning also another hadith, says, "Love Allah because of what He gave you from His blessings. Love me," that is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "because of the love of Allah, and love my Ahli Bayt because of my love." So many hadith indicate to us the reason and causes of love have been described in many of these ahadith, that it is essential, it is incumbent upon a true believer to have love for the household family members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without having any malice, without having any ill feeling. So, once also another narration, which is quoted from Imam Tabarani and many other muhaddithin, it says that, "O children of Abdul Muttalib, I asked Allah three things for you, that He keeps your hearts steadfast upon the deen of Islam, that He teaches the deen through you to the ignorant and the illiterate, and guide them through you, those who have gone astray, and that He make you kind, generous, and affectionate to one another." So, if a man prays standing between the rukun and maqam, and fast, ma'adallah, and dies with malice of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will enter Jahannam, irrespective of what type of ibadah he has. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated in another noble hadith, "Verily I'm leaving you that to which if you firmly hold on to, you will not go astray after me, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and my family, the Ahli Bayt. These two will never be separated until they meet me at the fountain of Kawthar." Subhanallah. So the case has been made very, very clear that the family members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the pure wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving them is essential for a Muslim. Also, it indicates to us that anybody who has any slight malice, who has any slight ill feeling of the Sahaba, of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this particular individual will be doomed to Jahannam. So we have come to learn from this a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the excellence, the status, and the rank of the Ahlul Bayt, the household family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to what position they occupy in the eyes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as well as what is their status in terms of a believer having iman, or what should be the right or the respect and reverence a mu'min, a believer, should have towards the family household members of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it indicates to us very clearly that loving of the Ahlul Bayt, all the family members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is essential to our iman. It is important, and one should never even slightly, in whatever way, have any slight ill feeling of them. And it is incumbent that you have total reverence and respect of them. This is one of the rights that the Ahl Bayt have over us. So a person who loves, who gives rights of the Ahl Bayt, he is holding on firmly to that which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you give their rights, you will never ever go astray. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indicated also that he has made it that the household family members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're the ones that will guide people who have gone astray. They will guide those that are going off track, and as well all those people who are not following the right path. So they are the pillars of this ummah, and giving their rights is honoring Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and having true love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person will not have true love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam if he does not love the family members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's household family. So it clearly is mentioned from this ahadith that the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands that you love the household family members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, and the love of Allah azza wa jal demands that you love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we see that when we give the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, we actually fulfilling our deen, and we are actually strengthening the deen, and we are reinforcing our deen. Not only we are reinforcing and we are making ourselves firm in deen, but actually we have boarded the ark of Sayyidina Nabi Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, in terms of all the fitnas and facade, in terms of all the corruption and all the evils that are out there. So a person who's giving the rights of the Ahl Bayt, he is on the safe path, and he is on that ship that is guiding him towards to salvation. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that enable us, that we ourselves pay the rights of the Ahlul Bayt by having correct iman of them, and having the good thinking of them, loving them, revering them, and respecting them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way.